Parrot the young squirrel maid opened the main gates for them. She smiled and waved them through.
Goodbye, friends. Good luck.
Tugger Bruster was sitting on the path outside, looking dazed as he nursed a lump on his forehead. The surly Galsim Loggerlog glared at the happy pair.
And where do you think you're off to, eh?
Bisky politely sidestepped the shrew as he scrambled upright, answering him curtly.
We promised to go and search for Double.
Tugger Bruster blocked their way. He was looking for a quarrel.
Double? That worthless scrap of fear got himself lost again, has he? Right. If you find him, fetch him back to me. I'll teach him to go running off without my permission.
Bisky was about to reply when Spingo confronted the irate Loggerlog.
You do nothing of the sort, ugly mug. I'm glad you ain't my dar, you big bully.
Tugger Bruster grabbed Spingo by the paw. His face was twisted with rage.
Your father was the one what knocked me down. Yet I had no snippet.
He was raising a foot paw to kick Spingo when Bisky struck. He swung his haversack, catching the shrew a mighty belt between the ears. Tugger Bruster went down like a felled tree. Bisky was shaking slightly at the prospect of having struck a shrew chieftain. He laughed nervously.
One of Freya Skirrable's hefty dumplings must have got him.
Spingo curled her lip as she stepped over the shrew.
Shouldn't never be a pike at a garrison zatin. Nasty piece of work, ain't he? Can't leave him here, though. Your healer, what's his name, Tahrir Lalero, he'll need you treating after two bumps on the noggin.
They lugged the senseless shrew across to the main entrance, banged on the gate for attention, and hurried away giggling. It was Form Old Gullub who opened the gate. Looking down at the unconscious shrew, he shook his velvety head.
Good seasons! He must have knocked on his gate with his head to get like that. You're Missy Parrot! Lend I poor to get this girt foozle inside!